Hurry into Gateway Buick GMC to experience 16 acres of Buick GMC and pre-owned luxury vehicles. It's the sale of the season with all-time low lease offers and 0% financing on select models. Only Gateway includes, at no extra charge, a lifetime warranty on your vehicle. Ask about select model specials on brand new vehicles. This means thousands off MSRP for you. Shop online at stlouisbuickgmc.com. Gateway, the right way.
Back to the Midday Grind with Martin and Marlo on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com.
I'm gonna cover myself with the ashes of you, and nobody's gonna give a damn. Son of a bitch, give me a drink. One more night, but it's camping me. Son of a bitch, if I can't get clean, I'm gonna drink my life away.
All right, we found it. We did. By we, I mean Chris. He found it. Probably almost 2 months ago, maybe, we were at Patio's. And it was Mr. Gary making his appearance. And Derek Gould was with us. And Brian Boehringer, former big league pitcher, hanging out with us. And Mr. Gary said, I gotta get these guys on my show. And Chris found the audio. So this is Mr. Gary interviewing Brian Boehringer. And to be fair, I don't think he knew much about him. And that's kind of why it sounds like this.
And to be fair, I haven't listened to the whole thing either. So here we go.
You say, what do you say? It's Mr. Gary, the king of hospitality. Why am I the king of hospitality? Because I can take you where you want to be, and I get to take you to who you need to see. Look at them once, look at them twice. Listen, you all, it's all about baseball, and it's so very nice. Who do we have with us?
This is Brian Boehringer.
Oh, my God. Brian. Is that like the Brian and...
Nope.
Buffering. Buffering.
Nope. Buffering.
Buffering.
So he needed his name first. I'm wondering where he's going to go with this. As somebody that interviews, I like to learn from other people. So
he has good lyrics, though, and he rhymes.
It just kind of off the top of him.
You think
his
he's
mind.
Freestyling there, or does he have it kind of?
I think he has a few catchphrases
in his head.
I don't know if this is going to work. I'm playing it straight off. Let me try one more time here.
Courtesy of Them Yo People Industries.
I want to be on the show now, but we're not allowed to be.
I don't know if we are. I don't know.
Non-compete.
I mean, it probably is fine.
It doesn't seem to be working now.
Okay. We heard a little bit of it during the break, and he was just asking him about baseball and his thing about the Cardinals. What did he say? They're going through a little thing right now.
A little something.
They're going through a little something right
now.
That's
fair.
And I'm like, maybe that's how we should best explain what the Cardinals are doing. This stretch they're in, Chuck, that could last a couple of years, they're just going through a little something.
And again, it's not that bad.
Not that good.
It's not that good, but it's not that bad. We still watch each and every night. 7 to 10, book it.
Do you like the way they go about it?
I don't right now. But that being said, I like the fact.
Whoa.
Here we go. Go. Mr. Gary returns.
The World Series, too, don't you?
I've been there twice.
Did you win?
No, I won one, lost one.
See, them your people. They talk about they've been to the World Series once, twice. Hold your hand out. Hold the other one out. And not one ring at all. Let me tell you something. If you want a ring, if you want to see some winners, you know who you got to see? Tell them.
You got to come down and see the St. Louis Cardinals, right?
You know why? Because the Cardinals, baby. The Cardinals ain't nothing but the truth. Hey, listen, I know right now they're going through a little something, right? You know what they're going through? They're going through getting it all together because y'all know how we come out at the end. We are winners. Who do we have with us?
Derek Gould.
Hey, Derek. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
No, somebody might know you, and they might say, now, you have something to do with the Cardinals, don't you?
I do on the periphery, I guess. I cover the Cardinals for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch.
Oh, my God. How fun is it?
It's a challenge, but it's good. It's rewarding. You know, I recognize that, you know, covering baseball in a town like this is fascinating. Yes. It means a lot to the fans.
Yes.
It comes with the responsibility and a connection to history that I treasure, man.
Oh my
it's
God.
Great.
Wow. Now, listen, the number one city for baseball is where?
Well, in a lot of ways, it's St. Louis. I mean, it's in the roots here, right? It's in the soil. You had two teams here for a long time, until 54 when the Browns left town. And, you know, the Cardinals have more World Series championships than anyone else in the National League. You have great ratings, TV ratings, when you talk about Cardinal games, but also just for the All-Star game. So, I mean, there's a fondness and there's an appreciation. I think what really stands out, too, is there's a generational aspect here to baseball where, you know, fathers who grew up with Musial are passing along to to kids who grew up with the 80s teams and Ozzie Smith, and now their kids are growing up with the Albert Pujols and this current team. So there's a generational aspect that is treasured here. Every generation gets a championship.
Let me tell you something. Every generation gets a championship. I tell you what else the generations get. They get the opportunity to come, and when you are not from a city and you come to a city, sometimes you end up moving to that city. Is that right?
Yeah, well, I grew up here, so I was staying here. Okay.
Shout out. What high school?
I went out to Northwest High School.
To Northwest High School? Yes. Listen, how does it feel to be a hometowner when you are you're on another team, but then you go out there and you play against that team in another jersey?
It's a really weird feeling because my first time coming in was when I was playing with San Diego Padres, and it's just weird coming in. You grew up rooting for this team, and then you come in and you hate them after that. So that's the way it's got to be.
Oh, my God. Hey, listen, I tell you the way it's got to end up being. It's got to be all about you making history. Hey, guys. Hey, ladies. It's time to take those young ones and start them out. Let them know, hey, listen, the Cardinals games, it's history. I mean, and you know something about what I love about down at the stadium? I was there at the game.
We'll cut it off there because the credits are rolling as I'm watching the video.
Derek replaced Delta with Soil. I noticed that. And I learned from Mr. Gary things I learned. It's okay if you don't know a lot about your guests. Like, we could bring on Coach. Hey, Dick Vermeil is with us. Coach, tell us about where did you coach? Well, I coach in your city, the St. Louis Rams. Oh, well, good. And how did that work out? You just kind of find out. Them. Yo, people. Thank
Love
you,
that.
Mr. Gary. That was fun. And we always wondered what happened in that interview in the corner where Brian Boehringer and Derek Gould were stationed, and Derek looked a little alarmed, I would just say.
I also like the fact, and this happens in radio sometimes, where you're interviewing someone, and maybe there's a delay. You don't know when to kind of ask your next question, and maybe they stop talking, but they're still going to continue. But Mr. Gary, while that person's talking the whole time, he goes, yes, mm-hmm, okay, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, yes, mm-hmm, all right, mm-hmm, yeah, good answer, mm-hmm, okay, yes. So you just continuously talk the whole time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, thanks. Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what.
What'd you learn today? What'd you learn today, Chuck, real quick?
Mr. Gary is very entertaining. That's what I learned. And also, I did write something down. Here's what I wrote down. Kurt Warner, 98 touchdown passes in his first three seasons in the National Football League, 83 touchdowns in his last three seasons in the National Football League. And also, 48% of Japanese people don't have sexual intercourse.
Dick Vermeil told Kurt Warner not to go to Arizona. He also was pissed off at a radio guy yesterday. The Rams had a play called the Pink Tulip in their playbook.
Now, hold on a second real quick.
ESPN.com started in 1995. Jim Marlowe was a deadhead. Jerry Garcia died at the age of 53. And Chris Gardner, what did you learn today?
I learned that the Pink Tulip was actually the Pink Slip, where I've only been once.
Also, we learned that we have great
Moving
sponsors.
On.
Great sponsor. I was watching the Cardinal game last night. Yes, objected myself to that. B&G Tuck Pointing has a spot running during the Cardinal games because they are the best in the bricks.
Love B&G.
That? Love to see them on the Cardinal broadcast as well. Rich Galati can be reached directly at 363-0525. 314-363-0525. Website BGTuckPointing.com. So if you have some brickwork that needs to be done, whether it's the chimney, the garage, the entire home, they can do the solid tuck pointing, spot tuck pointing, rebuilding, relaying, foundation repair, caulking, waterproofing. These are the kind of things that you need to leave to the pros. B&G Tuck Pointing, quite simply, the best in the bricks, the premier contractor for tuck pointing in this area, whether it's residential or commercial. I know that Claudia's Pub called him up, heard me talking about him, had him do some of the brickwork there. Looks brand new. Workman's Comp, general liability insured. They've got all the right paperwork. Very reasonably priced. Get your estimate for your tuck pointing needs by calling Rich Galati at 363-0525. B&G Tuck Pointing. Find out why they are the best in the bricks. Coming to you live from patios tomorrow, Chuck at the controls. His buddy Rennie there.
And you're going to be in Canton.
Next couple of days.
Checking in maybe one of these days.
Absolutely.
And on the 2 Fox all weekend long, with the best coverage, way better than Frank's.
Oh, without, I mean, that goes without saying, but it's better when we say it. All right, the Hardline coming your way next on 590 The Fan. 10 soldiers and me.